Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of the pastoral letters, which include 1 and 2 Timothy, and Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministries before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. Titus, who was also established by Paul, acted as an administrator over a network of churches on the island of Crete. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously wrote letters about was that spiritual maturity was more important than natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. A lot of the early leaders of the church were the disciples of Jesus, which some scholars estimated they would have been in their mid-40s to possibly late 60s during the ministry of St. Paul. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s, and even some historians have estimated his age could have been in his late 20s, early 30s towards the end of Paul's ministry and his subsequent martyrdom. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. Both the biblical texts of the New Testament and historical scholarly research indicate that Paul likely warned them about the false doctrines of the Judaizers and proponents of early Gnostic belief. The Judaizers insisted that Gentile converts must first become Jewish and observe all Jewish customs, particularly circumcision. In contrast, major Gnostic teachings featured intricate polytheistic divine genealogies and emphasized secret knowledge as the path to salvation, not faith in Jesus. After all of the interesting facts learned, let us move on by opening our Bibles to Titus chapter 3. Today's reading begins at verse 1, and we'll be ending this section of these scriptures on verse 8. Now, let's start in verse 1. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of His grace, He made us right in His sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Once again, that was verses 1 through 8 in the third chapter of Titus, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Titus we just went over a little more in depth. God saved us out of mercy, not because of what we had done. Of course, we can be proud, not arrogant, about the good things we do. But we humbly recognize that everything good we have has come from God and His help. It is only His grace that makes us right in God's sight, giving confidence, from what we just read in verse 7. We remember that without Him we were foolish, disobedient, and misled by our desires, referenced in verse 3. As followers of Jesus, we live with integrity and humility. Paul told Titus to submit to the government. This is the teaching of God's word, yet we remember that Paul was arrested by the government, and Jesus was condemned to die by the authorities. They did not compromise their religious convictions because of the government. Human rulers and laws can be flawed. In the ancient world, Christians were killed because they would not say, quote, "Caesar is Lord," end quote. Dr. Martin Luther King broke unjust laws to live out biblical justice. In persecuted countries, it is illegal to be a Christian, yet the faithful still call upon the name of Jesus. Recently in America, Christians were forbidden by authorities to worship Jesus, yet the faithful still praise the Lord. The mandate was later ruled unconstitutional. Christians follow the law of the land except when it violates God's law. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you have integrity and humility? Why are both important? What does it mean to submit to the government? Are you willing to break a law if it is unjust or violates God's higher law? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.